this year, 2007, would be one of the most shocking year as far as earthquakes, natural disaster, explosion. Let me give you a little hint for what happened tonight with the Bronco player that was assassinated, or the Colorado weather. This type of abnormal, shocking news is pretty much the color of the energy that's going to transpire for the year 2007.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Well, here we go again, Luis. And, you know, a lot of the predictions that you make, sadly, are pretty doom and gloom, but you also have some very heartwarming, I think, predictions as well, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. For example, okay, I'm expecting the year 2007 incredible discoveries in terms of heart surgery, amazing technology advances, and you know, and the total restructure is ahead for NASA. This is all very positive. Also, I see also a lot of movement with the planets and a lot of action with UFOs. I see some merging of major airlines, so a lot of merging also with many major television networks. There is a lot of good things that will transpire. You know, life is made on those two forces, the positive and the negative.
You generally work in three dates per month.
Correct.
Why is that?
As I always told you, George, I do not predict anything. Like you and much of the audience, we understand that life is a constant process of changes. Nature has a pattern. History repeats itself, and I have developed enough cosmic consciousness to understand the universal clock. And I know when those energies will transpire. As a matter of fact, January the 3rd. Will be, which is in tomorrow.
A couple days.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm expecting already one of these shocking bad news involving either an earthquake. And again, I don't want to scare people in being too detailed in giving location or what's going to transpire. And it's just the way it is. So the 3rd, the 12th, and the 19th are the dates that I'm giving for the month of January. And I can guarantee you that. On those dates.
A guarantee, Luis? That's pretty strong.
Well, that's me. It's the first time we worked together. I told you that you were going to be doing some television work. Guess what? Mm-hmm. There is much more ahead of you as far as television is concerned.
Go ahead.
I also, mostly because you were born like Art in June, you are the messengers mm-hmm. of the gods. When I wrote in my book that all of those born in June will be receiving the tail of the dragon in their home area and will force a restructure of their career, this is pretty much what happened with Art. Art was literally forced to move and come back to the United States. Welcome to the great man. But however, you have to understand that like Art, you are also a jewel. This is why the number 246 follows those Gemini. This is why Art has two marriage, two or four kids and two or four cats, one studio here, one in Manila. It's all about duality. And the good news about you and Art as far as the future is concerned is that you're going to be going much more international. Foreigners and foreign will play an important part. And one of the reasons why Art will have to go back, of course, to Manila in time and space, you can see that. The negative prediction that I have, and, you know, again, don't realize I'm just a translator of the divine. You cannot throw me in the water with a baby. I'm not doing this to hurt people. I see an energy that was going to affect children very, very dramatically next year. And I know Art is already looking to have a beautiful baby, and I wish the best. But the universe is putting a little bit of cross on children next year. And this is why the entire Internet will be restructured because of sex predator that will do much more damage, so to speak. Let me give you some of the negative prediction. May I go for it?
Okay.
Again, as I said earlier, this is going to be one of the most active year for quake and volcano activity, and I'm pointing out August and February. So devastating earthquakes in Asia that are set for February and August, including the United States, of course. new involving pharmaceutical and oil company also merging together is part of my prediction. You can expect more death and drama with the war in the Middle East because this war is far from being over sudden enough. What worries me a little bit is that there will be some serious nuclear secret, even deals, or even threats that could be coming towards this country, again, towards the August or the end of the year. Okay, I'm expecting some serious fire also coming up in, around the next summer, as the summer is coming in. I see also difficult news for the Pope, his health, and his handling of religion involving the Middle East, of course, in April, in October. These are the months where the Pope will not having a good time. Death news involving the President, President Bush, and including Clinton, the news of death that would touch them very, very closely. France and Italy will also display some very interesting news that could not necessarily be positive. I'm expecting some serious scary news involving nuclear plants in the U.S., and I'm not giving specifics for very specific purpose. I'm expecting also another bacterial disease that come and bother us sometime in March, not too far from now. This year will be a year of top heart attack. A tremendous upsurge of heart attack will be coming, affecting this country.
Why? Why this year?
It's, you know, again, it's, you asking me now to teach anyone to play piano or to fly the shuttle. I can't give you the dynamics unless you're willing to sit with me for a full week for 6 hours a day. I cannot give you the specific on how I do it just for now. A nuclear accident, either at sea or inland, because of this nuclear plant is also a probability. And again, I hope that my prediction will not come true. I'm one of those guys who really hope they don't come true. But when they come to me, I have to let you know.
By the way, Louis, and we've still got a list to go here. This is the most elaborate list I've ever seen from you. It's huge.
Yes, it is. It is. And again, for the audience, they can go to my website, drtree.com, and click on my predictions. All the top famous people this year, I mean, actors, dancers, including queens and kings, talking about the Queen of England, so to speak, political and religious figures, all these people are going to be affected directly. The energy is aiming for people in power, for people who have fame. But for, it's like a karmic energy that has to pass on.